WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm a victim of a hate crime.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's true. The country club would not let me play tennis because I'm Jewish. She was like, what's your name, Silverman? And then she's like, get out, Jew.
She said that?
Yeah, basically. With her eyes. It's like everywhere I go, I'm a second-class citizen. There is nothing harder than being Jewish in the entire world.
Excuse me.
Miss, I think there are harder things than being Jewish.
Like being black.
Did black people have the Holocaust?
No, but we did have 400 years of slavery.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You guys had to, like, have great singing voices and really catchy songs. Well, we got, oh, yeah, murder showers.
Okay, so what you're saying is, because of our music, we suffer less than the Jews?
Yes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I had never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Yes, Jolly.
Jolly.
Jolly, I've got your chocolate cake.
Well, what have we here?
Here's the game we're going to play, Charlie. You're going to eat the chocolate cake from between my thighs.
Oh, no. You are going to be jealous of me.
I am?
Maybe you're not.
I like it when you qualify. I think I know already by what you just said. What's up?
I think you know where I'm going.
Yes, I do. I know where you're going.
But yeah, I
already knew that. That's.
I don't think you know what I'm doing, do you?
No.
Besides the obvious, my gal and I had been roughly planning maybe make a little getaway this weekend to Atlantic City. Not Mike O'Mara style, you know, where we're going to go up there and, you know, spin the big wheel of luck. But, right. You know, do our limited low rent gambling and just hang around. Well, as it turns out, we are going to see Regis Philbin and Susan Lucci Saturday night at Bally's.
Oh, that's great. And Joy Philbin's going to be in that show, too.
Now, are you jealous now?
Yes, I am officially jealous now.
Are you jealous? Because I'm going to go. I'm going to be in the fourth row. I'm going to stay for every moment.
That is the part that I don't know about. Will you stay for every moment? Because I have to alert you to a fact that we have attended a performance, a live performance of Mr. Philbin.
We saw Regis and Kathy Lee when they did their show.
I say you may. If you make it through half, I will be surprised.
I promise you I will because I have purchased 4 tickets, like 100 bones each. Wow. Because I wanted the most up-close seats we could possibly find.
All right, then if you stay, you'll feel obligated to stay. But maybe I should say, how long will you be really interested?
Well, I don't even want to see Susan Lucci.
I know.
Does she sing?
But Regis.
Yeah, sure she does. That's part of the whole thing. And
she's
then they
the opening act.
Duets.
She's the opening act.
Hey, I'll be curious to know what she looks like up close and personal.
And will Regis be too grief-stricken to perform? That's my question.
Why would he be grief-stricken?
Well, the passing of Joey Bishop, of course.
Oh, really?
Buzz, you can.
Oh, you got it.
You know,
you were scooped, Robbie.
He might cancel because of that.
Uh-huh.
Really? He might have to fly to L.A. for the funeral.
That's my concern.
Although Joey Bishop will be out of the ground for 5 days.
I know this about Regis Philbin from watching him on TV.
Uh-huh.
If he had a heart operation that day and he had a live appearance at the Zebra Lounge. Uh-huh. In Northwest D.C.
What is the Jewish faith?
Isn't it 5 days they have to stay out before burial? And
is
then
it 5 days?
I believe that's correct.
I think you're going to be okay here. He's not going to go out in advance or anything. And here's the deal. If I know correctly, the history of Regis, I mean, Regis was relatively summarily abused by Joey Bishop.
Well, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Wasn't he during
he was.
His life?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, did they have any relationship? After he left his employ?
I love when he just refers to the Bishop Show.
The Bishop Show.
I was on the Bishop Show.
Right.
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to call.
When how long ago did that break?
411.
Just before the show today.
Okay, Joey Bishop.
And you didn't break in right at 3 o'clock with
Verizon
that?
Nationwide 411. City and state, please.
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
This is great.
Say the name of the business you want, or say residence.
Bally's.
You didn't say it right.
Sorry.
Say it the way you do. Bally's.
I'll pass your request to an operator for further assistance.
It worked. This is a smart move calling to
Bally's tonight. Hotel and Casino.
Do you think he'll sing Marshmallow World?
In Atlantic City.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. Can you just connect me to the reservations front desk information for Bally's?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
One moment.
Thank you, darling. You're wonderful.
Well, you know what? If Regis doesn't show up, I'm sure they'll bring another.
The number is area code 609-340-2222. Okay. Repeat. The number is area.
Okay. Where's that thing? You just press one and yeah. They dial it.
Are you happy with your seats?
Thank you for calling Bally's Atlantic City. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Of course it is going to be.
That makes
it
easy.
Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
You got it.
We're recording, too.
Good evening, and thank you for calling Bally's.
Hi, Bally's.
Atlantic City.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. I hope that's okay with you. I'm coming to Atlantic City this weekend to see Regis Philbin and Susan Lucci, and I was wondering if you knew if Regis was going to cancel the show because of the death of Joey Bishop.
I have not heard anything of that nature at this point. Do you want me to see if I can find out to verify that?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be terrific because we're a little concerned about that.
Okay, one moment, please. I'll place you on hold. Thank you.
She's going to do it, too.
I know y'all look.
What I was going to say about your seats, if you're not happy with them, I can call my host.
I forgot you've got a...
I have a host at Bally's.
You've got a host at Bally's.
I do. Are you staying at Bally's or just going to the show?
Not staying at Bally's, buddy.
All right. That's okay.
What there, boy?
I didn't hear where you left this conversation off. Is she coming back?
She's checking on whether Regis is going to be performing.
You're staying a little further up the boards, aren't you there?
Sure I am, boy.
He'll be
sure.
Staying at the Marina.
Marina?
Trump Marina.
The Marina.
Under my real name.
That's odd. Don't you normally stay at Circus Circus?
No, he stays at the Stratosphere.
So do you think this lady, you think this chick is right now going and asking someone,
is
Regis going to cancel because Joey Bishop died?
It's rather sudden, too. It might not be.
They might not have decided yet.
They might not have worked things out.
Because Joey was in such vibrant health.
In the meantime, who doesn't like Dido?
Hold on a second. Here's news about Joey Bishop. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of that nature at this point.
I'm still on hold. This guy's just making all kinds of noise.
Sounds like this guy's maybe trying to jump the gun and find out about Regis.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Can you hear us? Hey, what's happening, dude?
You talking to me, man?
Yes.
For the last
come
10
on,
minutes,
dumbass.
Okay. Hey, Jewish burial customs normally within 24 hours, unless the Sabbath is involved. So he will be buried either tomorrow or Sunday if he observes
so
Jewish
fast.
Law.
I thought it was slow.
Wow. All right. Thank you, my friend. All right, I'll let you.
And even with that, sometimes they have the family service and then they have the memorial service.
Right.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, yeah. How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
Yeah, I got
it. Oh, hold please, hold please.
Thank you so
hold,
much
please.
For holding. I certainly do appreciate it. I'm going to have you transferred to our public relations department.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
She's on it.
She is on it. You know, it's a great casino. It really is. I mean, it's one of the ones
you've
been there a while.
You financed most of it.
But you know what? They're really, they take care of people there. They really, I swear to God, they do.
That was Sally.
But yes.
Sally Bell.
And I'm not getting compensated
somebody
for that.
Somebody asked
comment.
Mice where kids are going to college. They're going to Bally University.
Bally University.
Because that's all
you've got. Yes, I'm gambling their college tuition.
BU.
That's what I'm doing each and every time. Throw caution to the wind.
How many times have we seen you go out of the parking lot screaming, "Someday I'll win"?
All right, well, this may be a long way to go for nothing.
I think we're providing a valuable public service for all the people that have tickets to the Regis Philbin show at Bally's. And we've heard the Jewish custom now is 24 hours, But with the Sabbath. Yeah. Right.
Hello.
Hi, this is Janice, and Operator Harris. I'm going to connect you to our Director of Public Affairs, is Alice Parker.
Thank you. Very You're good. A sweetheart. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thank you, baby. Make
sure
I have clean.
They're all like that.
Make sure I have clean sheets.
You're not staying there, baby.
Bed bugs bite, baby.
The bad of bed bugs.
Might have to go upstairs for a quickie.
Yeah, you never know.
Just in that hotel.
If you meet the right person at the slots.
With Lucci.
Public Affairs.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. I hope the lady told you that. I hope that's okay with you. We're calling about Regis Philbin this weekend and his show. I'm going. I have 4 tickets in the 3rd row. I'm very concerned because Joey Bishop has passed away. Do you know, is Regis canceling the show?
At this point, no. We haven't heard that he's canceling. It's kind of common knowledge that he's was very close with Joey Bishop. But to this point, no, we haven't heard any cancellation plans.
I'm coming anyway, but give me odds. What do you think the odds of the show?
I mean, I haven't heard anything to diminish them. I don't know how close of friends they were myself, but, I mean, it's right up there. I'm saying 85-90%.
That he's going to do the show.
That he'll be there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys are on it, man. I tell you, Bally's is on it. We got through to you quickly, and you guys did a good job.
Right on.
And we're saying that for all our listeners.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
Is that efficient or what? But, what do you think? I mean, he's guessing no matter what.
You know what they're saying right now in the Philbin camp? Don't tell Regis. Don't tell him.
He's going to do it. Uh-huh. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow is his off day anyway for Regis and Kelly Lee. So he can go and do whatever he's got to do tomorrow and then get his ass to Atlantic City.
He's
to
probably
dance, monkey, dance.
He's probably on a plane today to get out to Los Angeles.
Probably, yes.
And then he'll come back tomorrow.
Well, how do we know time of death for Bishop?
Let me check on the
exact time. I mean,
you know what that means? I'm going to get to hear a eulogy.
Yeah.
Oh, he will mention it.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to watch him fall apart.
Uh-huh. You're killing me.
Here's a tribute as Bishop gave me my break in show business.
Close to Dean.
It was a bygone era.
He actually passed away. Joey Bishop passed away last night.
Oh.
Wednesday night.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
But it wasn't announced until about an hour or so before we went on the air today.
24 hours.
Right.
You got to be in the ground quick then. There's hardly any skin left on the body.
I'm telling you, I know
Philbin. He's got to be in today.
Philbin is a good earner. He will honor his gig at Bally's.
I think your odds have just improved dramatically that Philbin will show up for the show.
Philbin and Bishop.
You can take care of your obligations. What time's the show? It's an old person show. What time is it?
7 p.m. 7 p.m.
They're not two shows, right? There are two shows?
There's a 7 and a 9.
Sure.
Wow. A 7 and a 9.
Yeah.
Back to back. Bing, bang, boom.
Or maybe it's just one. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, we're going.
Okay. All right.
Because normally he goes about, his shows are about 4.5 hours.
like Springsteen. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sing free.
Hello, Michael. I heard you talking about me on the radio, and I don't appreciate it.
Is this a pretender?
This is Regis Philbin. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. I like to say occasionally, sir, the position has been filled.
We spit on you.
Thank you.
So go ahead and be jealous of me. I'll be gambling. I'll be drinking. I'll be smoking my Opus X cigars. And I'll be watching Regis and Joy Philbin dance like monkeys for me.
I am jealous. I'm jealous.
That's good. I like it when I can make you jealous.
It's that time of year, you know. It's that time of year.
You've
where
got the itch, don't you?
My hands get a little itchy. Mm-hmm. You know, I get ready to play some slots, play some cards.
Do you have
your
kids this weekend?
Yes, I do.
See, I thought so.
Yeah.
When we were thinking about what lucky couple would be joining us, we went through all of the options.
Perhaps we reserve a time in post-Christmas time, like the doldrums of January or February, do you think?
Oh, for you and I? Oh, yes.
We pop down there for another one of our little... We got to do that. We had a blast the last time we went.
Can we get together soon and play cards, too?
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely.
It has been too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
A poker game would be fun. I just need to play some
cards.
If
it's been so long that Mike wants to do it, it's time.
All right. Well, agreed. Let's do it. Let's get to it then.
And we'll find out as we get details. We'll find out about Bishop.
That's right.
Very good.
I'll let you know.
You're right, though. He might get the teary eulogy because that'll be his first, technically his first public appearance. Yes.
When we saw Regis today, when we saw him on the show today, We'll never see that Regis again.
Was there any reference to it at all?
No, not one. No.
Today's Regis was the Regis that thought Joey Bishop was alive.
That's right. Hadn't been announced yet.
What did he do today? Well, we got a tape of him today.
He was lacking focus today.
I couldn't see it because I was being poked and prodded.
Oh, that's right.
It was physical day.
Mike got the finger today.
Oh, God, I hate it more than life itself. Horrible. God, horrible. I mean, really horrible.
Well, it's not supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cut number...
Depending.
Three.
No offense to the gay community, but how do people like that?
Hey, listen, you're a big proponent of it.
You know,
you play around there enough.
I know, not wow. like that, though. Not like that. But, you know, it is different.
Only if there's a kiss first.
At the 9/11. What is it? Who's got the radio on there?
There's all kinds of sound going on. Yeah.
The first building that was completed in the 9/11 area.
Right.
And it was the last one to go down and the first one to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a peek out from the top of the building down at the 9/11 site.
It's like...
And they're still working there.
Oh, yes.
Not at 7-Eleven.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? 24-7.
He is so stupid.
I'm a little confused, all right?
I don't think America grasps...
He says 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I don't think people. This is not Phoebe. This is stupid.
Hold on. When he said 7-Eleven, I was watching it. Uh-huh. I knew he meant 24/7.
Right. Because he just does that.
He's just an old man.
He gets away with this. He's great at sucking up to the right people.
But do you ever, like me, when you're watching him in the morning, just say it to your own television, to no one in particular, just say moron? Because he is.
You really. And I don't think we stress it enough on this show. How damn dummy he is.
Just listen to him read.
I mean, you just, well, we're down there. You know what this guy is about? Seriously, this guy does his one-hour show.
Right.
He gets into his limousine. He goes to his expensive Manhattan apartment. He goes to dinner. He goes to George Steinbrenner's owner's booth at Yankee Stadium. But he's in this little cocoon of stupidity where nobody ever calls
Mike,
him on
excuse me, you're leaving out the one maybe the most important part of this Regis Philbin pie.
Right.
And that would be, of course, time with the Trumpster.
Yeah, the Trump, Donald Trump.
How does he keep writing these books? And my God, I'm going to be there in Atlantic City Saturday when it's going to be. When I worked at KABC, Joey Bishop had me on his show.
With all that I say, I do love Regis Philbin. I think he's special.
Sure.
I think he's great. But do you think that he's big enough? Because he has, the star has not diminished, especially since the heart attack. He's Regis. Do you think there's a chance that we might get some of the New York glitterati that shows up at your show to go down? Because, I mean, he's close to New York.
Yeah, he does that all the time, though.
He goes down there all the time.
He goes to AC like two or three times a year.
Trump would be there if it was a Trump property.
Or Trump would be, yeah, you're absolutely, or Trump would be
but
there.
But he won't go to a Bally's property.
Nobody except schmucks like me are going to be there.
Maybe Johnny Fairplay will be there.
Be me and blue ladies, blue-haired ladies.
Sure.
You know, wearing Depends and.
How are you?
Throwing roses
at Regis.
The late
Mrs. Greenthumb.
Listen, we're having a lot of fun here tonight. I hope you've enjoyed Pennies from Heaven as I just sang it for you. But I've got to tell you.
Swanee.
This is a.
Forgot.
This is. And we all enjoyed La Luce as she was performing her acrobatics. But I've got to tell you something. This is a sad night.
And that's when you hear this from me.
Yeah. And you'll be getting the elbows from Janet as you're sitting there shaking uncontrollably.
And here's the wild card. Huh? The people that we've decided to go to be politically correct.
Yes.
Janet's whatever the CEO is of whatever it is.
That her boss. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
That's who we're going with.
So you have to be kind of on your best behavior.
I'm supposed to be a good boy.
Yes.
This will be the one moment you will not be able to control yourself.
Can't help it.
You know, if he does this, you know he's going to say something.
There's a chance he won't, though, because you know.
There is a chance. I guarantee you this. If I have enough glasses of courage.
Yes.
And God forbid, if I happen to win at the tables before we go over to that show.
Yes.
I swear to you, I would stand up. I would stand, or I would at least shout from the. Something like,
receipt.
We miss you, Joey Bishop! Uh-huh. I swear to Christ I would do it to get the ball rolling.
Sure. Sure. I would do it.
Yeah.
And you know,
with your timing, you do it like in the first 5 minutes of
I
the
have
show.
A loud yes. enough voice.
Yeah. I know.
If he comes down and does his, hello, well, it's great to see you, and we miss you, Joey Bishop!
I swear to God, I'd do it.
Hey, you're talking about jealous, you know?
Now we're jealous.
Hey, kids, I'm getting a babysitter. Daddy's got to fly down to Atlantic City.
That's all right. We'll see it on TMZ as they hustle him out of the theater.
That's true. As he walks out. Well, I do hope the show goes on. I truly do. I hope the show goes on.
You know, there is a chance that he won't say anything because he's so used to doing his standard show that he won't.
I'm telling you something. You guys know that if I have enough alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not one of those guys that will stand up and make a jerk out of myself, but I will say something loud enough.
Shout it out.
Mm-hmm. And I will say it in such a way that if anybody comes over to me, I'm going to say, I'm a giant Regis and Joey Bishop fan. I wanted to hear what Regis had to say.
And right. he's an ad libber. I mean, that's what he does.
That's true.
That's one thing
He'll
the man
respond.
Is capable of doing.
Yeah. Regis! We miss Joey Bishop!
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
That's the halfway mark. You ought to like wait till like one quarter into it, you know. Oh, that's too good.
I can't wait because there's the chance he might use it as his opening.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So it's 5 minutes into it, you're going to say something?
At the first break.
Oh, fantastic.
At least when I'm thinking about it now, that's what I'm and that's without any confidence fuel.
Right. That is too good.
And then the ultimate hope is that when you yell that, he becomes overcome and he falls.
The Regis Philbin Show. And then he's helped to his feet by LaLucci, and the bra and strap comes undone. Yeah. And hilarity ensues.
I imagine she would look a lot like Tammy Faye. LaLucci.
No, I think really LaLucci has she's gotten the right kind of surgery, and she always looks like she's a nice package.
Too skinny. Too skinny for an old lady.
I will look forward to if the show goes on. Well, you know what? Here's something. If he's not there, what if it is the LaLucci show and they bring in like Tony Danza or something that?
Well, then I'll stand up. Then you'll see me on the news because I will stand up and say something that does get me thrown out.
This is not acceptable.
I want Regis.
Who do they bring in? Don't they bring in? Don't they bring in like Danza for Regis when he's not there?
What if it's Jeff Probst?
Could happen.
Or Sam Champion.
That would be the best.
Jeff Probst, and then of course the aforementioned Johnny Fairplay. Who will be there? Talking about the women he's boned.
Okay, Robbie, you got the Jerry stuff? We do. Sorry, friends, we didn't get to it there. We will when we come right back.
Got a sad story that I have to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. This one goes out to little Donnie, who's down there in the third row. Wait a minute, he's laughing hysterically. That's totally uncalled for. I'm talking about the death of my friend Joey Bishop. Excuse me. Security, can we have this gentleman removed, please? It's just not a laughing matter.
And I'll be wearing the loudest Hawaiian shirt I have.
Good for you.
Joy, I always said, once Bishop goes, I'm 6 months behind.
Big Hawaiian shirt and a tall, tall drink like Randy Quaid in Vegas Vacation.
And I'll go get on my scooter. Go get on the scooter.
Yeah, wear the helmet when you go into the show.
My big fat ass, my disc jockey Hawaiian shirt.
Can we have that gentleman removed, please?
Please.
Oh, dear. Is he vomiting?
Again?
What's going on there?
Get the sawdust.
Charlie Weiss sucks, Steve!
Not Notre Dame. Get him out of here. Get his ass out of here.
Where's your son in the wheelchair, Regis?
That's it. I've had quite enough.
Where's your daughter who's on crack, baby?
I'm going down to the audience myself.
Excuse me, Regis' daughter is not a crack baby.
No.
She's a crack aficionado.
That's been in the tabloids.
She's a crack lady.
Now that's it. I've had enough of you.
Crack lady, not a crack baby. Crack.
By God, I'm gonna take you on. I'm going to take you on. I do sit-ups, you know, with my trainer, Radu.
How about a crazy parody song? Do we have Dark Lady by Cher?
I'm sure we do.
We don't have that right around anywhere? We don't? Well, never mind then.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get Joy and LaLucci to go down and kick your ass in the audience.
Never mind. I'll think about that great Cher parody song while we play commercials, and we'll come back. We'll get to the Jerry tapes. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.